Or what kind of...
Are we good now? All right, I'd like to bring the regular City Council meeting to order. Joanna, would you call the roll, please?
Mayor Downing,
here.
Mayor Pro Tem Dodge,
here.
Councilmember Smetzinger,
here.
Councilmember Mollica,
here.
Councilmember Sowers,
here.
Councilmember Joe Brown,
here.
Councilmember Becky Brown,
here.
Councilmember Whitman,
here.
Councilmember Escobar,
here.
Thank you. Would you stand and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Next on the agenda, we have response to citizen inquiry. Jim, you want to...
Sure. I mentioned this maybe a couple weeks ago in my report as one of the enhancements we were going to make to the regular council meetings. Hopefully some of you saw the table out front with the sign-in sheets. We did not have any specific responses we needed to include tonight, but this will be a standing agenda item going forward so that if you are presented with information during your regular meeting, this will be the opportunity during the next meeting, hopefully the next meeting within 2 weeks, that we would provide a response back to council and for the benefit of the public.
Okay, thank you very much. All right, next, does the council have any additions or deletions? Okay, hearing none, I've been advised we don't have any public wishing to speak, but we'll give you another chance. Does anyone want to speak to council for up to 5 minutes? Seeing no one run up, we will move to the financial report. Jason.
Look, he's running up.
I know.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. I'm very excited to be here.
Yay. It's good to see you, Jason.
Oh, thank you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
So I'll touch briefly on the interim financial statements for the period ending November 2016. I'll start off on the executive summary, page one. Going over general sales and use tax, you'll see sales and use tax is up about 3.5% when we compare to the prior year. Taking a deeper dive into that number, as we typically do, sales tax specifically is up about 2.3%. Accommodations tax is up about 1.9%. And then auto use is up 1%. And then food tax also is up 2%. I think last time we talked about one-time revenues through audits and things of that nature. You know, if you back those things out, we're looking at about 1.8% increase on the year. I think we've had some increases after the recession, and then some new industries have started, some new shopping areas, retail establishments have started, so we're kind of seeing that plateau, and so... the Colorado Lee Business School, their economic forecast for 2016 was consumer price index or CPI of about 1.9%. So we're pretty consistent with that overall in Northland for the year. And we'll probably project the holiday season to be consistent with that as well as we move into next month's report. So these reports for sales and use taxes through October sales that were remitted in November, so we're kind of trailing behind a little bit. Is there any questions on? Yeah, great.
Hi.
There is a question.
So, what was the first month that we'll start to see a drop in sales tax based on the movement out of the marketplace? Wouldn't that be like September? So, do we have enough of a cush to cover ourselves from those businesses?
Yeah. So we have seen. Decline there. Actually, if you flip to page 8 on that report, marketplace sales tax history, you'll see a little bit of some ebbs and flows, but you'll really see in October, in September, you can kind of see that red bar graph.
I'm just kind of curious as to who made up for it, and what we can do to get them to sell more.
Right.
So, can't blame me for trying.
No. Right.
Thank you.
Okay, yeah. There are a few things that have come around recently. The Armadillo is closed, and so that's not reporting. So that's one business that, the construction and everything works out for the IHOP. That will take place and kind of recover. So there's a couple of things just timing-wise that you know, we might see another month where things look a little bit lower, particularly at the marketplace because of some of that.
Do you offhand remember, because it's been 2 weeks since we've had a meeting, 3 weeks, when the expected opening date is for that IL?
I do not. Jen, do you recall that?
I think we talked about February.
Did we?
They were hoping to be open before the holiday season that just passed, but they had some major interior construction issues, so I think it's more like February.
Okay.
Which means April or May.
Pardon?
Which will mean April or May.
Yes, potentially. That's right.
Just
so true.
Realistic. Are you done, Becky?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So, Jason, I think for our public, and I want to make sure that I am stating this correctly, but just for the general public, they're going to look at this and say, gee, your sales and use tax is up 3.5%. How is your general fund down 2.6%? And I think that's because we get 65% of our revenue comes from our sales and use tax, so that can't make up the whole 100% of our revenue. Is that accurate?
That is accurate, and then as I look at the executive summary, one of the biggest pieces, total, in the general fund, the reason it's showing that it's down 2.6%. Last year we had the $1.5 million land sale for the hospital property. So if we take a look basically above the line on the general fund, total revenue is up about 3.3%, so it's more consistent. But in the executive summary, yeah, it kind of encompasses the entire general fund. So.
Yeah, because I think someone just looking at it, they could be confused. I just wanted to make sure that that's not an inaccurate statement in the executive summary, that that's kind of how it is because of the way our budget is. We don't get 100% of sales and use tax, so it helps balance out some of the other revenues.
Great.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Anyone else? Go ahead, Jason.
Right. So moving on to the general fund, revenues, total revenue is about $21.7 million. Again, overall a decrease in that fund of about 2.6%. If you factor out the one-time revenue for the land sale, $1.5 million last year. We take a look at the operating revenues. Those are up 3.3% year over year. Overall, revenues in most major categories are performing as expected, including their collection rates, and that goes for the general fund and all other funds as well. Collection and spending rates are consistent with our historical information. Expenditures in the general fund are about $19.7 million, and that accounts for about 80% of annual appropriation. This is actually a decrease of about 1.4% year over year. Typically, that's due to some one-time expenditures for studies and capital expenditures for vehicles and things like that from 2015 to 2016. In the water and wastewater fund, year-to-date revenues are at $12.9 million, which is an increase of about 5% compared to the prior year. And then expenditures are at $12.6 million, which is an increase of about 4.6%, largely due to large capital projects. In the stormwater fund, total revenues at $369,425, and year-to-date expenditures are at $149,000, which is 45% of annual appropriation. And then lastly, in the sanitation fund, year-to-date revenues are at $1.3 million, and year-to-date expenditures are also at $1.3 million, which account for 75% of the expenditures. So nothing from October to November really in any of the funds that looks any different than we would expect. So on page 7, there's a cash reserve, or cash and investments page. Those totals at the end of November were $57.2 million as compared to $51.7 million in the prior year. And so that's all cash investments across all funds. And then the last thing that I'll point out is on page 10, where we go over the sales and use tax by geographic code. You'll see there's a couple of kind of smaller geocodes that are performing less, I guess, less good than the prior year, if you will. So Washington Point, Huron Crossing specifically, are two of the larger ones. But even at those, they're down, you know, one's less than 1% down, and the other one's about 5% down. So is there any questions on the geocode performance year over year.
Questions?
Don't think so.
Okay. Great. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Jason. All right. Next, we have the consent agenda.
Move to approve.
Second.
Please open the vote.
The vote is open.
Please vote.
We'll close that vote, and the consent agenda passes unanimously.
Okay, the next thing on the agenda is resolutions. First one is CR2.
A resolution adopting the City of North Glen 2017 Legislative Policy Statement.
Move to approve.
Second.
Jim.
Thank you, Mayor, members of council. Again, this resolution is to consider a legislative policy statement for 2017. Over the last several months, the legislative committee has been meeting. We've had extensive discussions at the last couple of study sessions and regular meetings with City Council about the policy. We are recommending approval of CR2 that would approve the policy, but I have some minor amendments I would respectfully request you consider tonight as part of your motion. Hopefully everyone can look in their book, page 7. These are not major. These are pretty minor things. But page 7, we have a section on urban renewal and downtown development authority. And so on the last bullet point, which starts with opposes, we would add some language that says, opposes further watering down of municipal urban renewal authority and or downtown development authority by the General Assembly. We thought that that was required because we did put it in the heading. So that was one change. The next one is on page 8. And this was related to affordable housing and construction defects, and it was really the very first sentence. We thought that was a little clunky the way it was written. So we're going to have that state, the city is committed to an environment that offers a variety of housing options for city residents.
That does sound better. Yeah,
so really we'll clean that one up. Minor detail, this is more of a Scrivener error, but on the bottom of page 9, the last bullet point needs a period at the end under opposes unfunded state or federal mandates. And I think those are the only changes in the policy statement. We are going to take the back cover and include Mr. Hoffman as city attorney and Jeff as our lobbyist as opposed to their firms that they work for. And then we're also going to take a look at the photos and see if we can enhance a few of those photos before we publish the final book. So since we're making word changes, we might as well do the photo updates as well. So with those changes, we recommend approval from the policy statement.
Thank you. Okay. Discussion.
So, Joanna, do I need to move to approve that as amended? Would I need to say as amended?
If it's acceptable by the rest of council, it could be considered a friendly amendment.
Okay.
Okay, so discussion? None?
I just wanted to say one
yes.
thing. This looks amazing.
It does.
It's so stunning and really proud to see it. So great job to everybody who put that together.
Kudos to the communications team. I gave them the text and said, figure out what we want, and they came up with that. So good job.
It's a bright, colorful logo that I love.
Yes, Carol.
And I would agree with that because it's beautiful. And I did just want to thank the legislative committee for their hard work on getting this together because it really looks awesome, and I think it covers the things that we need to cover for now. Great first effort by the city of North Carolina. I think it's really great.
I agree when I was looking at it earlier today. I thought, gee, this really looks nice. So, yeah. Okay, anyone else? All right, please open the vote.
The vote is open.
Please vote.
I'll close that vote, and CR2, as amended, passes unanimously.
Thank you. Next is CR3.
A resolution authorizing the City of North Glen Outside Agency Funding Committee to undertake, review, and make recommendations regarding the distribution of outside agency funding and city sponsorships.
Move to approve. Second.
Jim.
Thank you, Mayor, members of council. We've got a resolution in front of you tonight which would amend the outside agency funding policy from back in 2006, and this would incorporate a section on sponsorships as well as new definitions, adding more flexibility to the timing of the program. We did discuss this in a study session a few weeks ago, and we think the latest document incorporates all your recommended changes. There's a few options, of course, for you tonight in the memo. You may approve this. You could direct us to make additional revisions or just table it indefinitely. We do recommend approval of CR3 at this point, though. Thank you.
Thank you. Discussion?
What's you've already received some requests, correct?
One that I know of. Well, two that I know of, yes.
Okay. And what's the time frame on those? Because you had mentioned that you wanted to kind of move this along quickly.
The Chamber Gala, January 28th, is something we budget for typically. We reserve some money. So we pay for that in 2016. That event is coming up in a couple of weeks. We also, I just signed an invoice for the Adams County Commissioners and Mayors Youth Awards that we do every year. That went up a little bit, but we had that in the budget, so we've covered that one. The new one that came in was A Precious Child, and their event is in April, but they were asking in December if we could commit to purchasing a table for their event.
Okay. So we've got to figure out, we don't have to do that tonight, figure out who's going to be on the committee or...
Well, it's up to you. I think the thing I wrote in the memo is that if you do pass this tonight, we would need you to appoint members to the committee, then schedule the first meeting, which we'd work with the committee to do, and then I'd work with the city clerk and Mr. Loveland, and we would come up with some kind of new process. It's laid out in the resolution, but we've got to put some time frames on it. Right. So we would do that with the committee at the first meeting.
Right.
So when do you want to pick people?
Well, let's get this resolution done first.
Joe's jumping in.
I know,
he
wants to be
it.
Part of this.
No.
All right.
No,
okay.
Just kidding.
Okay. Kyle, I'm sorry.
On the, I know that on the updated in your memo, it said that you guys... did some more work in Section 4, Subsection D, and then in the definitions. Would you mind going over what you changed a little bit briefly? And then I have a question regarding your definition on membership and kind of, I guess I just don't understand it or does it make sense?
Sure. So I think I would start with the big change that we've included here is that Section 3 is new. Because that's a section on sponsorships. So that caused old Section 3 to move down to Section 4. we made some amendments to Section 4, specifically D. 1, we talked about, was that the organization is a nonprofit entity based in the Denver metro area. There was some discussion last time about the geographic location of the organization and how we didn't want to be, you know, sponsoring something in the mountains, for example, that would have really no impact on our brand or our getting our name out there down in the community. We also, let's see if I look at my memo here real quick to walk through some of these. That was the big one in Section 4D. Section 5 was a brand new section since last time, specifically memberships. This is just a step above a Webster's definition, frankly. You know, membership belonging to a group, and those members get privileges of some sort or benefits.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you.
Okay. Any other discussion? Please open the vote.
The vote is open.
Please vote.
I'll close that vote, and CR3 passes unanimously.
Okay. So now, do we have a show of hands or verbally? Who would like to be on the committee? Okay, we have Kim. Pardon me? Okay, we have 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay. Do we want an odd number?
Do you only
number?
Have three? I mean, because I don't have to, I guess I don't have to be on it if you can only have three.
It is not limited. We would treat this much like we do the Finance Committee and the Legislative Committee so that we'll post it as a regular meeting so you can have three or more people attend.
Right. Okay. Right. As long as
it's kind of nice if we have an odd number, you know, just in case there's...
The resolution that we just approved says three. So, okay. Yes, there is a limit.
Okay.
But
So, all right. Becky, you're going to pull out then, you said?
I can pull out. Well, wait a minute. Let's look at wards.
Okay, so we have... Actually, we have, yeah.
Yeah, I think... I'd like to do it.
Okay.
And I would just like to suggest that, you know...
We can always have another council person be there. You know, you don't have to be...
Okay.
You know, you can still give your opinion and...
Well, that's the important part.
Oh, yeah. So why don't we... Or we could, even though we passed it, we could make a change, couldn't we?
I can be a...
How about an...
You could draw straws.
Hurry, help.
We've never had so many volunteers.
I would suggest you keep it at 3 members since you just stopped the resolution. Any of your committee meetings are open to all of council. They're
right.
Posted so anyone can show up.
Right. Okay. So officially, though, we have 3. So let's figure out who wants to be.
Well, we still have to have a resolution appointing the 3 members anyway, so.
Mm-hmm.
That can wait 2 weeks.
We can arm wrestle.
Draw
straws.
Okay,
what about, can we have an alternate? I mean, most committees, no, that's not a regular. Okay, so why don't we go ahead and do that and arm wrestle over it. All right, everybody okay with that?
So I heard direction to prepare a resolution for 2 weeks from now.
Yeah, and everybody get hold of Jim.
Is it appropriate for us to leave the names blank and fill them in at the meeting?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, we'll do that.
Right. Okay. Sounds good.
And I apologize, we are limited to 3, yes.
See how you are? All right, okay. So good. Next is CR4.
A resolution approving an intergovernmental agreement between the City of Northland, Thornton, and Westminster concerning sharing of costs related to Stanley Lake and Clear Creek water quality issues.
Move
to approve.
Second.
Thank you, Mayor, members of Council. Again, we are recommending approval of CR4, which would renew the Stanley Lake Water Quality IGA. Mr. Reeling is here to answer any detailed questions if you have any. We did discuss this at a study session on November 28th as well, but we recommend approval at this point.
Thank you. Discussion? Yes, Carol.
I just have to find, I know I wrote a question in here, I can't find it. Okay, I hope this isn't a dumb question, Ray. So if Northland has 35% of the FRICO shares and we pay 20% of the total IGA budget, not really our fair share, like we should be paying more?
This with the city, that's the 3 cities, the working staff, that's what they came up with. They felt that was equitable.
Really?
Yeah. There's so many ways to look at this, and I've been doing this a long time, and there's days it still confuses me that I have to go back and look at the agreements. There's a special way to account for the amount of water in the lake, which is a whole separate issue. Then there's so many shares that are owned by FRICO, Westminster, Thornton, and us. And then there's book over and accounting. It's complicated. Staff from all 3 cities tried to make this as fair and workable as possible because it takes up so much time trying to administer it.
Yeah, I guess I'm just amazed that
it's
we
a
use
good
that
question.
Much.
It's a good question, but I'm happy
if it's
that
all good with all the other entities. It's good,
and they have had this throughout the years. I mean, this is nothing new.
Yeah, this is nothing new. It's been changes, and it's always it's 21 years, I think, if I remember right, from 95.
Right. Mm-hmm.
There's always difficulties with it. This took a lot of work. It worked out well.
Okay.
But the mayor is absolutely correct. It's been fun.
Thank you.
Always.
You're welcome.
All right. Anyone else? Yes, Kim.
I was going to say, Carol, that was going to be my question, too, because it's very glaring. And so, like Carol said, if the other cities are okay with it, then I won't argue.
Mm-hmm. And this has been coming back to us throughout the years. And it's none of the other staff has ever... wish to change it, so. Well, if they have, you haven't told us about it.
Yes.
All right.
And hopefully this works. We have a time frame. I think that the group can get back to what they do best, and that is to protect our water quality. So I'm hopeful. I can't express how much work has gone into this from staff.
Anyone else? Thank you. Please open the vote.
Okay. Vote is open.
Please vote.
I'll close that vote, and CR4 passes unanimously.
Thank you. Next is CR5.
A resolution approving the bylaws of the Victim Assistance and Law Enforcement Bail Board of the City of North Glen.
Move to approve.
Jim.
Thank you, Mayor. Members of Council, there's a resolution attached here. Staff does recommend approval of CR5. This was advanced by the Vail Board. The North Glen Municipal Code requires them to adopt procedures, and they have done that, of course, in years past. But they amended their bylaws in October of 2016, and so these need to be advanced to City Council for your review and approval.
Thank you. Discussion? Yes, Kim.
Jim, can you tell us what the changes were? Because we didn't get a red line or cover memo or anything that talked about the changes. Are they substantive? I mean, it looked fine to me, but it would be nice to know what those changes actually were.
You know, and I'm the chair of the Vail Board, and they were minor changes. There was something to do with the dates, and I wish I could remember them all, you know, but they were just more wordsmithing items than anything else. There was nothing substantive at all. Okay. Anyone else? Please open the vote.
Vote is open.
Please vote.
Close that vote, and CR5 passes unanimously.
Thank you. Next, we have discussion items, and the first one is the Ralston House.
Thank you, Mayor. Members of Council, I've got a short update here. We've got a big meeting coming up on Thursday. It says the 11th in here, but we had to move it by a day, so it's actually the 12th. We are very close on the IGA. A copy of the most recent draft is attached to this memo. I would argue we're at the attorney stage. We've got through most of the business points in terms of cost splits. There's a couple minor things that we're trying to get resolved this week. The important thing to note from this update is that there's a complete list of cities that have appropriated funds. And I'm very pleased to report that either all of them have or they are planning to do it concurrently with the adoption of this IGA. So that is the great news part of this, is that we've got people committed the money. We just have to get the legal document worked out. There's probably a slight delay in the construction when we get to this point, largely because of the DOLA grant. Councilmember Stensinger, I know, was looking it up online when we chatted last time about this, and they moved their December date and their April 1st date moved to February 1st. That delayed the December grant cycle by 2 months. So there's a brief schedule here about what that would look like, but we're hoping that we would have an initial read from the state around May. We could paper it up with our contract then at that point and move forward. But we're not going to rest on our laurels, if you will, once we get the IGA done and wait for the state to come through with some money. What this will enable Mr. Mosley to do, the CEO, is if he's got an IGA, he can go out and shop this to the various grant funding agencies and show that we truly have a partnership and that we're ready to go with construction. The final comment I would give you is we had the Planning Commission look at the final development plan. They approved that on December 20th. The mayor and I were at that meeting. So from a land use entitlement standpoint, we're ready to go. We are really at the finishing stages here, and hopefully I'll have a good report for you in about 4 weeks. I have tentatively scheduled it for adoption on February 13th.
Any other discussion? Kim.
So, Jim, the amounts appropriated by all the other entities, will that complete the project without the DOLA grant, or do we need the DOLA grant in order to complete the project?
So, great question. We deliberately funded this at 75%. So, we, according to this map, we're $357,500 short. The rationale behind that was that if we went to the grant funding agencies with 100% of the money, they would have no reason to give us anything. So even Don Sandoval at the state had recommended that we have an agreement but not fully funded. So we've written into the agreement that if we get no other funding or we're still short, there's an explanation of the shortfall amount, and that all the parties would agree to come back to the table and figure out the solution. But that'll probably mean it's a 2018 project if we have to do that.
Well, Well, that was going to be my next comment, is that, quite honestly, we won't have a contract with DOLA if they award us funds by June, July, maybe. So I don't think this project is going to be done this year, unfortunately, just because of the time, how long it takes to get contracts through the process of the state. It'll be a while. So I don't think it'll be done this year. I hope it is, and I really hope, but since we're relying on that funding.
You have clout, don't you?
Not housing.
Well, thanks for that. But it would be nice if they could move forward.
I agree with that assessment, because we've got a 6-month-plus time frame, and the key is if we don't start till July, can we get the building dried in before the weather gets bad?
Right.
And that's the nuance in the schedule, I'm not sure.
Yeah, and I just think that it seems like over the last couple of years we've had expectations of when things will get done, and it's not happening on what we think it might, so I just want to make sure that everybody knows that I don't think that this year is realistic, unfortunately. So.
All right. Just any other discussion? Please. Oh, there's no vote. All right. Okay. So the next thing we have then would be the Justice Center.
So Mr. Willett is out ill today, so Chief May is here. I'm not going to steal his thunder other than to say that I know that the Chief, the architects, David, his team have been working extremely hard on value engineering. I saw the pizza bill. That's all I know. You know, you guys were working hard. But no, all joking aside, they spent full days rolling up the sleeves, looking at value engineering, trying to get us under budget and still meet the schedule. So turn over to you for the update.
Well, first off, on the Ralston House, I know how much you guys have done to push that forward, and Jim, and after almost 5 years, we're close. So it's very exciting. It's very needed for our communities. And there was times that I didn't think it was going to go, and you guys are fantastic pushing it from your end. So thank you so much for that. So on the Justice Center, it seems like they cut the most when I was in Germany. So I think what I want to do is I talked to David on the phone today, and he really wanted to talk about the cost. The project cost update, FCI received, as you guys know, and executed the contract on October 13th, and they are now currently engineering, engaging the subcontractors on pricing at the 30% construction documents. The early November project cost, when we came to you guys and talked to you, they were coming in higher than we would like. So we knew we had to, you know, get together and make sure that we worked with the architects, the engineers that the architects had, FCI, some of their subcontractors. And so they implemented a value engineering approach. And through that, they're looking on balancing balancing the site, looking at the building, making sure that we weren't hauling in a lot of dirt, hauling off a lot of dirt. Did the road make sense going from community center down to Acoma, where there's steep grades that they would have to bring in a lot of stuff? So we started cutting things out. We also moved some things to alter, you know, if we can't afford it towards the end, if we're finding some money, if we're able to save some money, you know, we'll have some, you know, alternatives like the covered parking. You know, right now that was removed. The ones that had solar on the covered parking, that was removed currently. But they will build it where down the road, you know, with where it goes with the piers and everything else and electrical. So down the road we can add that. But currently it's out of the budget. We went from a 3-roof line system to a 1-roof line system. We lowered the height of the building some. So, but we're able to maintain, you know, with the cost of the site, the building, the FCI fee, and a contingency built in there, we're at 19.53, and that includes solar on the building as well. Then you add in the cost of the engineering and design, which is another $2 million. The road and traffic signal is $350,000. And then the FF&E owner, what that means, how they explain that to us is that we're responsible, you know, for everything. If you lifted the building upside down and shook it, and everything that would fall out is the owner's responsibility, kind of like all the furniture, the specialized equipment for the courts and the police department and the labs. So that responsibility is us, and they have that built in at $850,000. So And that comes out to a total, drum roll, 22.83. So that's, look at me, I'm smiling again. For a while there, I was like, oh my gosh, it's happening. And then, you know, so with that, the timelines, it should go to the project schedule on the next, you know, next page. January 20th, we'll have a 75% design from the architect. The February 24th, that's going to be enough for them to go out for, you know, start getting those bids. They said they will have it to us, the guaranteed maximum price, and then we bring it to you guys March 27th. You know, on the building. So that's coming up pretty quick. The financing schedule, Jason probably could talk about this a little more, but the COPs, February 13th, first reading, February 27th will be the second reading, and then the COPs be issued in March of 2017 for the project. Groundbreaking, still on the track, hopefully April. So.
All right.
And they did give us an upgraded timeline. They're saying June of 18. If everything goes through like they're doing, so under goal under budget and on time.
That is good news. Okay, questions.
So Jim, what is the total savings
that we cut? Mm-hmm. I want to say when we started this, it's like almost $4 million that we cut out. But I'd have to get that. That's what I heard, and that's why I was like. We have to do what? And so
they had to wait until you left the country. You know.
That's right. I have, I think, beanbag chairs in my office now, but that's okay.
You're not getting an office.
Yeah, I'm still here.
So our last update, I believe, was November 21st.
Yeah.
And the comparative total amount was $23.55 million. So now we're at $22.8 million.
Yeah.
So...
But that's from that cut, but we cut, I mean, from the beginning of this thing, of the pricing, I think that's when
right.
I first heard.
So,
but yeah, million and a half to last.
Yeah, there wasn't a huge reduction, but it certainly got us closer to what most of us are comfortable with.
Yeah, you guys aren't twitching up there. I mean, that's what I like to say.
Well.
All right, any other questions or discussion? Oh, yes, Becky.
Yeah, you're just not looking at me tonight.
I'm not.
First of all,
sorry.
I just want to take a minute to thank you and the entire team for really looking at the budget and seeing where we can make some cuts. I know that having just done the budget on my living room, I get it. It's hard. But I really do appreciate you doing that, and I'm sure that all the citizens in our community are very grateful for that, too. Try to take some more off.
I'm always trying. We go furniture shopping, you know,
I'll take him.
In 2 weeks or
take
3 weeks. So
I can put a room together, pal.
You're like the Martha Stewart of
Seattle.
The guys?
Yes, Kyle?
I was very vocal about this budget, and so I just want to give you kudos. I think that you guys are doing a great job and being responsible with these dollars, and so...
Well, it's good having that number and then us going after it. And it's important. I think the citizens have to realize, too, this is our first big project in a long, long time. And the last thing we want to do is mess up on this one. So we're going to do our – and I know David's committed and Jim's committed to do our best to make sure that we do come under budget. So
thank you.
Kim?
Since there's been design changes, can we please get – a rendering of what the new building may look like?
I have it on a napkin in my office. But yeah, we can send that out. I think they're working on it. I should have something by the 21st of this month. They should have a different design. It's the roof line, so it's not big detail changes, but it is smaller. It has one roof line. I mean, you're going to see some changes. There's not a big driveway going out the back to Tacoma, so the site and everything. But you'll see that, I mean, the solar on it and everything. So we were very happy to come under that 23 with solar. So
if you got such a slope on that, you could almost make that like a land building, you know, like a land house where it's all underground. Save on your energy.
Yeah, let's
he's still smiling.
Let's go.
Carol, did you have a comment?
Yeah, so I just wanted to say, so this includes everything. There's nothing outstanding at this point, like landscaping. I mean,
no, that's all. That's everything, right? Okay. I mean, we cut back on the landscaping. I mean, building materials. You know, some of the things that we're using inside. You know, changing that up. We did build an alternative list of certain things, like, hey, for instance. In our community room, and you know, because that's a big, huge room, and we had a divider going down, you know, so we could do two meetings at once, one community, one for our training room, EOC. Right now, we don't have the money to do the divider, so it's just going to be one big room, so we just have to be a little better in scheduling meetings and everything else. But if we have the money, we'll at the end, we'll put that back in.
So you're actually keeping a list of the things that you
that we could, yeah,
and prioritizing.
Yeah, and we'll let you guys. I mean, and we'll give you that priority list before, you know, and see what, you know, where we're at. You guys can, you know, decide. But that was my number one, I think. That then number two was the carports with the solar, you know. But that's something down the road where if we're seeing good cost savings from the building on the solar, we can say, well, it's already wired to do another one. We can add that, you know, 5-10 years down the road.
Right. Any other discussion? All right. Thanks, Jim.
No, thank you.
Good news. All right. Next on the agenda is communications. And Kim, we'll start with you.
The only thing that I have this evening is I don't know if everybody has been keeping up with primarily Facebook and comments related to the new logo in the various venues. The city's own Facebook page, as well as I know of two other groups that have posted about the logo, and none of the comments, maybe one or two, are positive. And I think that we really need to step back and take a look at this and be able to address the residents who are making comments. I mean, some of their comments are much worse than anything I've said about it. And I just want to point it out there that we need to be looking at that, and it's really concerning to me. So that's all I have.
Thanks, Kim. Kyle.
Well, the only thing I have going on is with Dr. Cog, we've been working tirelessly on the Metro Vision Plan, and it comes up about once every 10 years. And so we'll be adopting that next month. It pretty much passed unanimously at the work session. No one had really any big issues, and so be on the lookout for that, and I'll make sure to try to get some copies in everyone's mailbox of what that's looking like. So,
great, thank you. I know that's a hard job.
Yeah.
Jordan?
Nothing tonight, Mayor.
Okay.
So a few weeks back, we had some people in here that were concerned about the Sanctuary City resolution that we passed, and it got me to thinking, and what I did was I wrote out a letter to the editor, to the newspaper, but apparently it didn't make the cut. So it never appeared in the newspaper, so I'm going to read to you the statement that I would sent out to be put to the newspaper. And it goes like this. I would like to clear up a common misconception of CR 131, North Glen Police Department on federal immigration laws. This does not declare North Glen a sanctuary city. Sanctuary implies protection, and that is not the intent. This resolution affirms that the North Glen Police Department conduct business as usual when it comes to enforcing immigration laws. This means that the North Glen Police Department will not seek out individuals who are here illegally for the purposes of deportation. This is not and never has been their responsibility. Councilman Mullica brought this to us after he visited a school here in North Glen and was questioned by students who were concerned for family members who they fear may be in danger of being taken away by the city because their immigration status is questionable. It also reassures residents that they should not fear reporting a crime to our police department for the same reason. When criminals know that someone is not likely to report a crime, this someone will ultimately become a victim, and that is not what our city is all about. So, before you decide to chastise us for passing this resolution, I ask that you read it in its entirety. You will not see any implication of sanctuary.
Okay.
So.
Thanks, Joe. Right.
Carol. You don't have any?
Go ahead.
Okay. So I want to address what Kim said, because I have feelings on that issue also. I was very dismayed by all the negativity, although it doesn't shock me on Facebook that people are like that. I think instead of, and you know, I had to hold myself back from commenting because it's not for me to get into some match with somebody else about the logo. But I do feel it's the city's responsibility, and I kind of felt a little let down by the city that we didn't kind of address and just correct some of the misguided information and comments that were on there. I felt that we could have just stated the facts. Like, if we had just written back and stated the facts, it would at least be the city defending a decision that was made. Instead, radio silence just let it go on and on and on, and it just got worse. And so it was very dismaying to me. I understand the nostalgia for the old logo. I understand it wholeheartedly. All I can hope is that, like me, when I saw all this stuff come out in color and in my cubby, I was so excited because it looks amazing. And I hope that people are open-minded enough to look at the new logo and look at it as it's being rolled out in all contexts. And it really looks great. And I hope that the positivity will come along. But I'm not sure about how to address. I don't think it's for us to get on there and address, but I do think the city could do something.
And that's my thought. I don't think we should have that back and forth on Facebook. I mean, because it's, you know, I let them just have their say. You know, that's my thought on that, you know, because it has been moved. So, and I've seen it too, and I've heard of it. People have called me, and I'm just not going to share right here, right now about that. So, okay. You have other stuff.
I just want to say one other thing in that. The first a cappella concert is on January 20th, and it is Motive, the group. They do mixed genre, and yeah, that's the first of our 5 a cappella series, which is always exciting because I love them. So get out and support. That's it.
Thank you.
Let's see. Well, we did have our planning commission meeting, and the mayor and city manager came, so that was pretty exciting for us. No one ever comes and visits us during those meetings, so I'd like to thank you for taking time out of your schedule
Absolutely.
To come spend an evening with us. Other than that, yeah, I really don't have anything.
All right. And it was a pleasure being there.
Well, thank
And
you.
It was a very important evening.
It was very.
Yes, yes. Thank you. They did have, the Planning Commission had a lot of very good questions about the Ralston House, and they are very supportive. So, yeah.
Thanks, Ruth.
Where is he?
Just a couple of things tonight. I wanted to just mention that so a lot was happening in December, and I'm not sure if these are officially final, but you may notice that the library building that was on 88th and Washington, it was slated to be sold at the end of December, and to my knowledge, it officially sold. It is a church that purchased that building. So if it didn't finalize, I think it should be done. So that takes that off of the Anythink Library's responsibility. And then in December, I attended the fire district meeting and learned from them that they were trying to work with the city on a PUD to make some changes to the station on Irma. And I think that there was some confusion, and I know staff was working with them. And I'm not sure the status of that, and I'm just wondering if maybe we can get an update on that or know if it's going to be coming forward and how it impacts the city. So you don't have to answer that now, but if maybe we can just get an update on that, that would be great. And then I just want to say one thing about the logo. You had to know that was coming. And that is just that I do think that small comments I don't think we should be getting into a game on, but there was a particular comment that was being put on many pages that was representing that someone from a particular state level had some part in the logo, and that's the kind of stuff that I think the city does have a responsibility in clarifying. To imply that someone at a state level or federal level had any part in our logo needs to just be cut. I don't think we need to get into little things about, oh, I don't like it, or it looks childish or anything right. like that, but I do think we have a responsibility as a city to watch our name with stuff like that and put it down that has no participation, no part. So just think we need to scan that kind of stuff. You know, I don't want to get into a match about it either, but there are certain things I think we should address. And then lastly, I'll end it on a positive note. I don't think this will air in time, but one of our officers, Officer Guzman, is going to be on a new TV show called The Wall. It's a game show. And so I don't think it's going to air in, this will air in time. It's on tomorrow at 9 o'clock. Tomorrow, 9 o'clock, Channel 7. So it's just an opportunity. He could walk away as a millionaire. Who knows? But it's awfully fun to see one of our officers and representing Northland. So if you get a chance, check it out.
What time is that? 7 o'clock?
7 o'clock. No, sorry. 9 o'clock, Channel 7.
All right.
Tomorrow.
Don't they tape that ahead of time?
It is taped ahead of time, yeah.
Is he still working for you?
So I guess he's here, and maybe we can take one shot. No.
Hold his check until it airs.
I'm sitting here watching it last week, and all of a sudden we're like, wait, I think that's us.
How fun.
It's nice to see our patch and all that on there. So I wish him well, and hopefully he does great.
Yep. Oh, wow. Okay. Antonio.
Yes, I just have one comment, and that's this morning I attended the Coffee with the Mayor at North Carolina High School, and I just have one comment. Amazing school, amazing staff, amazing students. Get an opportunity to attend one of those functions, please do.
Did you want to mention, if they do well in their grade level, that there'll be an automatic placement into CU for the engineering group?
What you just did.
All right, never mind. I was waiting for you to do that.
I mean, they're just amazing.
I know they are.
Amazing bunch of kids.
I know.
And the school is amazing. And I worked there, 2001 through 2004, and then back again is somewhere around 6 and 8. And it is just completely 180. I mean, it's a school is a 180, mm-hmm. and they're just doing awesome work.
Can you explain that a little bit better?
I'm
sorry, I don't mean to put you on the spot.
Chris Godowski, the superintendent, was there, and he was discussing the different changes that's going on in the school district. And one of the things that last year they had applied at the higher education level, that if the kids got certain grades and maintained them, that they would have an automatic entrance into the engineering into two of the colleges. One was CSU, isn't it?
There's only three schools.
Three schools in Colorado.
In Colorado.
Are able to do this. We're one of them.
Wow.
And then Antonio, I don't remember the other two because I was just interested in Northland at that point.
With successful completion of your high school curriculum, you can go, you are automatically accepted. And the other program was the associate's degree program where they can actually gain an associate's degree from Front Range Community College.
Right.
And it didn't cost them a dime.
Right. And the way it's set up, I mean, they can complete those 2 years before they even leave.
Right.
Very exciting. Right. Awesome. And they also discussed things that they'll be doing with the bond issue, too. And STEM Launch will be one of the first schools that will be remodeled. So it's really exciting about that.
Thank you for sharing.
See, I was waiting for you to give all that information. All right, Corey.
Nothing tonight.
All right, Jim.
I had a few things. I just wanted to circle back on the Facebook monitoring, make sure I understand. First of all, we took the approach, granted it was different because it was litigation, but we took the approach with the dog issue that we were getting bombarded with negativity and we just didn't do anything with it. So we could take a similar approach here, but I understand what you're saying. If there's truly not just griping, if you will, but factual information that is flat out incorrect, we can absolutely correct that record. I guess I'm just wondering specifically what you're looking for in terms of just use our own judgment, or if you would like us to actually issue something in the connections or a press release, or are you talking about get into Facebook and actually reply to these folks?
I think it was our responsibility to be a cheerleader in that respect. When you're getting all that negativity, it would have been nice to see the city stick up for the decision that was made where there was none. And when people would say things like, well, they didn't ask me, or, who did they ask? When did this come up? just addressing those things. We've been talking about it since this year, 2014. You know, that kind of thing. So factual things that would kind of maybe waylay some of the misinformation.
I'm just not all about responding to Facebook like that, because it's you say it, I say it, and it never ends. It never ends. I do agree that we should correct things, you know, when we have, you know, if it's a major problem. But people are entitled to their opinion. I mean, you're going to have them on Twitter and Instagram, everywhere. I mean, you know, it's just the way it is. But, I mean, if we get into this he said, she said, I think it just prolongs things more than anything else.
Well, and you know something? We had public hearing.
We did.
Right.
We did.
So that just goes right back around to nobody's paying attention until...
they don't like it.
And I disagree that we did not take it to the public, because we didn't even get it in our packets. It was never online until the night that it was presented to us. So the public really did not have an opportunity to weigh in on it. But it's all run down with, and I just wanted to make sure, my whole point of bringing it up was to make sure everybody knew about it, that the reception is very negative at this point. So.
Could I just make a comment on the Facebook thing? I'm
sure.
Sorry, Mayor.
No, it's okay.
I think that at some times, not responding back to the Facebook thing, but at least clarifying it later on in another post. You know, maybe, you know, we noticed, you know, here are the, you know, most commonly asked questions or comments or something like that, rather than just pushing it off, you know. There are real strong feelings about the logo from City Council too. So I think it would be, you know, beneficial for everybody if we had a united front on it and in some way came up that is not a post-to-post ratio, but some way to handle the negative thoughts on it.
I appreciate that. I think what I'm hearing is that don't go, if you will, post for post with people, but maybe a single post that says, in response, or not even in response, but here are some FAQs about the logo, which would attempt to address some of the comments that are coming up collectively, but not replying back to each individual person.
Absolutely.
Okay. We can do that. Absolutely.
That's just my thought.
All right.
Yes, and I had just a couple other things. First of all, the draft retreat agenda was emailed out last week. Susan is waiting to hear back from some of you about one-on-one meetings with me to discuss that. Hopefully get those done this week and next week. It can be 30 minutes, 15 minutes on the phone if you want, just to get your feedback on the agenda and what outcomes you're looking for from the retreat. So if you could please follow up with her this week, that would be great. The second one is, I put this in a report, but I wanted to mention it here. Adams County is organizing a summit on February 17th. And this is in response to, I think, some of the discussions at the ADCOG breakfast and maybe even at the dinners about, is that group more than just a social club, if you will? What more are they going to do on a monthly or quarterly basis? So Mayor Acheson and Manager Tripp from Westminster, as well as Mark Williams from Arvada and Mark Devon, the city manager, had a summit in Jefferson County last October where they actually brought in all of the city councils from the communities in Jeffco, as well as the school districts. They had about 100 people, they had a facilitator, and they spent some time trying to identify the top two or three big issues that affected all those communities and how they could work on them together. So Adams County is willing to host the one for our side, if you will, which will be on February 17th at the Adams County Conference Center. I think there's an invite that went out. It's 9 to 2. And then Mr. Leopold had volunteered to take everyone on a tour of the Human Services Building after that, which would be back here in Westminster, so in this area. So I just want to let everyone know to be aware of that and more details to come. But I think it's really important that we have at least a handful of you show up and participate.
And according to Mayor Acheson also, that they felt that it was very productive. You know, that there was a lot more commonality among all the municipalities in Jefferson County, and they came out with, you know, something that they could work together in, rather than each one individually probably doing the same thing, you know, so United Front is better. So that's, I think it's a good idea, you know, at least to try it. So.
Absolutely.
All right.
Can I ask just one question? So I'm not able to go the entire time. Do you think we can float in and out of that, or is it... You have to be there from 9 to 2.
No.
You think you could float in?
Oh,
yeah. I mean, they realize that council members are part-time, and there a lot of people are working, and so if you can't be there the whole time, I think that's fine.
That was a conversation that was part of it.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right, good.
Absolutely. Yeah. The final thing is just a reminder for 2 weeks from now. Because we don't have any study sessions in January, taking advantage of our meeting on January 23rd to have a study session for a few items at 6, then the regular meeting would be at 7. We've also going to be scheduling that as a joint executive session with NURA at the end of that meeting. So their NURA meeting is Wednesday night. We've got a project meeting on the marketplace on the 12th, and so hopefully we'll have a good consolidated update for both entities on the 23rd.
Okay. Thank you. All right, Joanna.
I have nothing tonight, Mayor.
Nothing? All right. Even though no one has signed up again, we do have the public invited to be heard for 3 minutes this time. So is there anyone here that would like to speak to council for up to 3 minutes? I still don't see anyone approaching, so we will adjourn into executive session pursuant to Section 4.5 Parent E of the City of North Glen Home Rule Charter for litigation. Need a second, please. Okay, thank you. Please open the vote.
The vote is open.
Please vote.
We'll close that vote. So the motion to adjourn to executive session passes unanimously.
Thank you. We'll take maybe 5 minutes so we can get the cameras down and everything. So, all right.